It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Monday, April 15th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Special weather statements from the National Weather Service say near-critical fire weather conditions will be present this afternoon in Mitchell, Howard, Floyd, and Chickasaw counties in northeast Iowa, plus Winnebago, Worth, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Wright, Franklin, Webster, and Hamilton counties in north-central Iowa. Low relative humidities of 15% to 25% and dry surface vegetation, combined with unseasonably warm temperatures in the lower to mid-70s, could lead to quick-starting fires today. Winds are not expected to be as breezy as the past few days, helping lower the threat for rapidly spreading fires, but will be on the increase from the east with gusts of 15 to 30 miles per hour, with higher gusts in wind-favored areas. Burning is discouraged under these conditions. The winds will remain elevated tonight and strengthen tomorrow morning with an approaching storm system. A high-speed pursuit through three northeast Iowa counties ended with a Minnesota man in custody on drug trafficking charges. The Bremer County Sheriff's Office says they were alerted by the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office that one of their deputies was in pursuit of a vehicle southbound on Highway 63 shortly after 7 p.m. Friday night. The CCSO deputy then lost sight of the vehicle as it sped away at over 120 miles per hour. Bremer County relocated the vehicle on Highway 63 near County Road C-33 and pursued the vehicle through Waterloo before it was stopped south of Waterloo on I-380. Authorities estimate the chase covered approximately 50 miles. Arrested was 24-year-old Condre White of St. Paul, who was found to be in possession of almost 140 grams of marijuana. He's been charged with possession with intent to distribute marijuana and failure to affix a drug tax stamp, both Class D felonies, plus OWI and possession of marijuana, both serious misdemeanors, and interference with official acts and possession of drug paraphernalia, both simple misdemeanors. White is also charged with eluding in excess of 25 miles per hour over the posted speed limit, a Class D felony, and cited for reckless driving, speeding, his top speed 126 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone, and operating without a valid driver's license. The Blackhawk County Sheriff's Office and Iowa State Patrol also assisted in the chase. A Charles City man has pleaded not guilty to sexually abusing a child. The Charles City Police Department arrested 38-year-old Charles Fisher March 26th on a charge of second-degree sexual abuse, a Class B felony. A criminal complaint filed March 19th indicated a female victim under 10 years old told a forensic investigator and medical staff at the Allen Child Protection Center in Waterloo that she was sexually assaulted by Fisher. The acts are alleged to have occurred while the child was in his care at his residence between January 26th and January 28th. Thursday, Fisher entered a not guilty plea in Floyd County District Court and waived his right to a speedy trial, although no date has been set. Whatever that date may be, Fisher is free awaiting trial after posting bail of $25,000. The Charles City and New Hampton City Councils, as well as the New Hampton School Board, will host public hearings tonight on their respective budgets for the 2024-25 fiscal year. Charles City's fiscal year budget hearing will be part of their 6 p.m. meeting tonight and includes a decrease in the property tax levy rate from about $16.51 per $100,000 of taxable valuation in the current fiscal year to just under $15.97 for the new fiscal year starting July 1st. Also on the agenda is a public hearing for the Main Street Rehabilitation Project, including the awarding of a contract to Heartland Asphalt for just under $2.48 million. The city is then expected to work with the contractor on ways to reduce the cost of the project after bids came in almost $300,000 more than engineer estimates. The New Hampton City Council will hold their 24-25 fiscal year budget public hearing during their 7 p.m. meeting tonight. The property tax levy rate is projected to go from about $12.37 for the current fiscal year to $13.82 starting July 1st. The increase of almost 14% compares to an almost 16% increase in the Chickasaw County tax rate. New Hampton School Board meets at 6:30 tonight with a public hearing for the 24-25 budget that calls for a property tax rate in the school district of about $11.35 per $100,000 of taxable valuation starting July 1st. Drought conditions remain unchanged across north and northeast Iowa, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. Based on precipitation through 7 a.m. Tuesday, April 9th, all of Floyd County and vast majority of Chickasaw County remain in D3 or extreme drought. Also in extreme drought, all of Buchanan County, over three-quarters of Bremer County, southwest half of Fayette County, southern half of Mitchell County, and southwest third of Howard County, plus eastern two-thirds of Blackhawk, eastern third of Cerro Gordo, and northern quarter of Butler counties. Still in the D2 severe drought category, all of Winnesheet County, almost all of Franklin and Worth counties, southern three-quarters of Butler County, northeast half of Fayette County, north half of Mitchell County, northeast two-thirds of Howard County, and western two-thirds of Cerro Gordo County. Because of the persisting drought, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack last week declared 24 Iowa counties as natural disaster areas, making farmers in those counties and those in contiguous counties eligible to apply for emergency assistance. Primary counties include Floyd, Chickasaw, Bremer, Butler, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Howard, Mitchell, Winnesheek, and Worth counties. Contiguous counties include Allamaquin, Hancock, and Winnebago. 3rd through 12th grade students in the New Hampton School District are being asked for their input on school climate and culture. Administration of the Conditions for Learning survey is required by the state's plan to meet a federal law called the Every Student Succeeds Act. All Iowa public school districts will use survey data to improve safety, student engagement, and the overall learning environment so all students have optimum conditions for learning. New Hampton schools will conduct the survey this week. A link to information about the survey is included with this story on our station website. Access to the Shaw Avenue compost site in Charles City will be restricted in advance of and during the 2024 citywide spring cleanup. Water and Street Superintendent Corey Speaker says the compost site will be closed to the public from 3 p.m. on April 19th until 7 a.m. on April 20th. The area will also be closed again at 7 p.m. each night from April 20th through April 29th. The closures are being put in place to restrict access to the dumpsters that will be on site for the spring cleanup drop-off event scheduled for those days. A link to more information on Charles City spring cleanup guidelines can be found on the city website and with this story on our station website. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.